Rex Tillerson is out as Secretary of State. President Trump has nominated CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him, Deputy Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo. MSNBC asked Lindsey Graham if he thought it was because Tillerson was tough on Russia.
I don't think Mike Pompeo has taken a back seat to anyone when it comes to Russia. Mike is very clear that Russians interfered in our elections and that the Russians are a bad actor. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
And the president spoke as he left the White House today.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he thought it was okay.
Former Democratic Congresswoman Jane Harman heads the Wilson Center. Congresswoman, there's speculation Tillerson was fired Friday. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that Tillerson's an admirable man. He received an award from the Wilson Center before he became Secretary of State. I interviewed him here at the Wilson Center when he was Secretary of State. I think there are some accomplishments on his watch. Having said that, no one ever claimed that the chemistry between him and our commander-in-chief was good. It just wasn't. They were very different people. But I think the chemistry between Trump and Pompeo, at least as reported, is excellent. Pompeo brings very different experience. But I don't think Tillerson was told Friday, at least from what I hear. I think Trump made the decision Friday. I think Tillerson read Trump's Twitter account this morning.
Yeah, there are different reports. The Washington Post is saying that the president last Friday asked Tillerson to step aside. But as you say, there are now reports today that he saw about his firing in a Twitter. But you mentioned he'd done some things at the State Department. His critics have said he kind of decimated it, didn't replace jobs, was isolated. But you mentioned Pompeo. He has one of the closest relationships with President Trump, and yet do you agree with Lindsey Graham that, as opposed to President Trump, Mike Pompeo is more muscular on Russia and its meddling in the election?
Yeah, I do agree with Lindsey. Pompeo has been CIA director for a year. He brings some skills to that post. I mean, he was number one in his class at West Point. He has a Harvard Law degree. He played some role, whether I agree with him or not, in investigating the Benghazi events. But at any rate, at the CIA, the workforce is not political. And the truth shall set you free is the mantra of the CIA. And they believe firmly that there was Russian involvement. Our entire intelligence community does. So Pompeo is the leader of that. Picked up that cause. And I think there's no question that that's what he believes.
Well,
Trump doesn't stress that.
What do you make, though, of the fact that this comes a day after House Republicans on the committee to investigate Russian meddling closed their investigation? And we heard many of them say yesterday they think the CIA was wrong on Russia.
Yeah, well, that breaks my heart. I spent 8 years on the House Intelligence Committee, 4 as the senior Democrat, the ranking member on the committee, the role that Adam Schiff now has. And although there were disagreements from time to time, some of them very serious, we patched them over and we functioned as a committee. I think the committee is now broken, certainly for the near term, the next cycle, or maybe certainly as long as Donald Trump continues as president. And what happened yesterday, to the surprise of the Democrats, was the Republicans fell in line with Donald Trump's view about the lack of Russian meddling. So where you're going with this is, what's Pompeo now going to do?
Exactly.
As Trump's appointee and loyal counselor, I think he'll have a difficult time breaking with the CIA view. I think he'll try to find a way forward that satisfies both his boss, that would be Trump, and his recent history. How he will do that will require some deftness.
Well, what do you think this says, that this firing and replacement comes just before the expected meeting with North Korea?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think that Trump wants good chemistry by his side, and that's what this appointment is. I don't know that he particularly values the State Department and what it contributes. I think he values who Mike Pompeo is and what he contributes.
One last question. He will be replaced, if confirmed, by his deputy, Gina Haspel. who oversaw the CIA's extraordinary rendition program. This was holding captured militants at so-called black sites. What do you make of her ascent? It's historic, first woman to head the CIA, but...
Yeah. And she's been the deputy before this. I think the hearings need to be careful. I lived this history, and I'm the one who then on the Intelligence Committee wrote a letter to the CIA General Counsel who had briefed me on the interrogation and asking him what policy guidance there was for the list of techniques that were used. I never got a substantive answer. My letter was classified. It's since been declassified, which is why I'm talking about it. But she was very involved in this. And I also urged them not to destroy videotapes, which I was told had been made, and they were destroyed. And she was part of that action. So I think she needs to be asked careful questions. Of course, it's good news that, and no surprise to me, that women are competent to head major intelligence agencies. But this part of her experience, I hope, will be carefully probed in her confirmation hearings.
Jane Harman, president of the Wilson Center, nine-term Democratic congresswoman from California. Congresswoman Harman, thank you.
Thank you.